Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Hi everyone, Trevor here, head writer and producer of the Sheridan Tapes. First off, I want to say a huge thank you for tuning in for the first act of Season 2. The response to these episodes has been even better than we could have hoped for, and we're so excited to bring you the rest of Season 2. That being said, we're taking a brief hiatus following this episode to ensure that we can give the remaining 16 episodes of this season the level of care and attention they deserve, as well as giving our amazing cast and crew a bit of a break. The Sheridan Tapes will return with Episode 35 on April 1st for our Patreon supporters, and April 2nd everywhere else. Thank you for listening, and as always, this episode of the Sheridan Tapes was made possible by our supporters on Patreon: Christina Bailey, I Am Tigers, Isaac, and Stella. If you'd like to support the show as well, please go to patreon.com/homesteadcorner. For as little as $1 a month, you get early access to ad-free versions of episodes, a special weekly behind-the-scenes podcast, and patron-only AMA live streams. Before we get started, this episode contains depictions of grief, loss, and trauma, including a PTSD flashback, terror, and dread. Content warnings and a full transcript are available in the show notes.
Sam? Sam, are you...
Anything. Sam?
Anyone? Look at me. Are you okay?
What? Where am... Who are you?
The man in the mood, silly. I came in to get it out of the rain.
Who?
Oh, shit. Sam, it's me. It's Alan.
Alan? Alan!
Hey! Hey, it's all right. It's all right. You're okay.
I can't... Alan, I couldn't see you. I couldn't hear you. I was back in the water again. And I was...
Hey, it's okay. You don't have to talk about it. You're safe.
I can hear it, Alan. I can still hear the waves every time it rains. They're still inside my head. I can still see their faces.
Come back to bed. I think I have something that might help.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Here. Try these.
Earplugs?
It's the sound of the rain that sets it off, right? My first apartment was right next to the freeway, and I always have a stash of them tucked away. Go ahead, try them on. Better?
What?
Is that better?
Oh, yeah, I think it is. I can't hear them anymore. I always thought... I didn't think that would work.
Well... Hopefully that means we can both get some sleep tonight. Come on, let's get back into bed. What the hell? It's 1 o'clock in the morning.
Is that the phone?
You stay here and go back to sleep. I'll get it. Hello, Bailey residence. Hello? Is anyone there? I think you might have a bad connection. I can't hear you. Look, try calling back, but please do it later, okay? It's way too early for this.
Who is it, Alan?
I don't think it's anyone. Huh. You know, I just got the weirdest feeling that...
Huh?
Never mind. I'm sure it's nothing. Go back to sleep.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Alright, this is Sam Bailey recording on October 31st, 2019 at 8:55 p.m. And I guess you would call this, contact experiment number one? Note to self, need to come up with a better name. Still, it's a decent enough description of what I'm trying to do here. After what happened in the woods last week, I've been getting these flashes. Bits of emotional noise from all around the cabin that seem to be coming from somewhere else. I'm not sure if it's the lake or whatever created the fire or something else out there, but I'm sure it comes from that other place. The one DeWitt told me about, and the place the Beechwood monster said they came from. I'm starting to suspect that's where all of these supernatural phenomena originate. Some kind of space outside of the normal universe. I guess that includes me, too. And I think I still have a link to it. Some kind of connection to whatever was in the lake. I initially thought I could only use it if I was physically in Agate Shore, but based on what I've been feeling, I think it's a permanent link. And if I can find a way to make contact with it and figure out how it works, I may be able to use it more effectively. And if Bill's telling the truth about what's happening in Oslo, then I need to be ready. I will admit that I might be doing this mostly because it still stinks a bit. The way Morrison was able to get the drop on me in my apartment. I don't know what I could have done differently, but I'm guessing that things would have gone better if I'd actually been able to contact my... whatever the lake is. So, here I am. Halloween night, down in the basement with the rain pelting down, and the sound of the waves just refusing to shut up. All of which should bring me closer to that other place. Break down the walls a little bit. And I know that all sounds a bit like superstitious speculation, but... Well, I'm a supernatural doppelganger created by an entity that potentially occupies all water on Earth. I think we're a little past scoffing at superstition by now. Okay. Here we go. Nothing. I mean, there's still the waves, but that's nothing new. It's all just... What did I do with the fire again? It was like... I tried to match my emotions to the ones it was putting off. Synchronize them somehow. So if I... Maybe if I tried feeling for them again? Still nothing. Just made the waves worse, if anything. Maybe if I... I'm still trying to force it. Trying to make something happen instead of listening for it. And resisting the waves, too. I didn't try to do anything with the fire. It was just... there. The same with the lake. I need to open myself up to it. Be quiet. Stop thinking and just let it happen. I said stop thinking, goddammit, not think about not thinking. Come on, Bailey. Just let the waves drown it all out. Just breathe. Okay, there's something there. I thought I felt something when I was down here before. It's a sense of wrongness. Like something bad happened down here, and it opened the door for something worse. And the emotions of it are still imprinted on the walls somehow. And I can feel something else. Too, some kind of emotions that are beyond it. They're definitely there, but they don't feel quite human. There's a... I think it's fear? It's faint. Much fainter than the emotions I felt with the fire, but... Oh, it's there. I don't think I'm ever going to get used to this. Feeling like someone else's emotions are being layered over mine. I hope I do, but for now,
Well, let's just try matching them a little more. See if I can. Oh, okay, that is not pleasant. There's it's almost like a feedback loop. The more I feel afraid, the more I feel that other things fear, and the more scared I get. It's, oh, Jesus, that is deeply unpleasant. But I'm getting more of the flavor of it now. It's not a fear of something, more like a fear for something or someone. It's almost like it's a protective instinct. I can tell now. There's a nurturing feeling behind it, and an anger, but I can't tell what it's supposed to be. Shit. I opened my eyes for just a second there, and I'm not alone down here. Okay, I'm going to try and describe what I'm seeing, but bear with me, because I can barely make sense of it. There's, I don't know, there's something else in here. I can see that much. They're dark, sort of. I mean, the entire basement is dark except for where the candles are shining, but these are, well, I don't actually think they're any darker. I don't know how I'm seeing them. They seem to be identical to the rest of the shadows, but I know they're in here. They look humanoid, kind of. Not the right proportions, but wait, no, that one has too many legs. Or are those even legs? They don't have any joints that I can see, but they're, no, I can't even see enough of them to say they don't have joints. Are they tentacles, maybe? Tendrils of some kind? I don't know, but they are there. Dozens of them, at least. Maybe as many as 100, somehow. It's like they go on for miles, even though I know the walls are only a dozen feet apart. If that, or maybe, wait, no. No, I think it might just be one massive creature. All of the figures are moving the same way at the same time, but then how big would it have to be? It couldn't possibly fit into this basement if it's, whoa, that's, I just had a really bad flash of vertigo just then. Oh, right. Really, just look down and just breathe. Wait, no, don't go. I need to, come on, breathe. Get back to where you were before and, what the hell was that? It's not an emotion. It's more like the start of a headache. Like they're pushing back on me. And the emotions underneath it almost feel like how I normally try to deal with the waves. And there's something else now. I can feel an undercurrent of, is that panic? But they're not. No. This isn't gonna work like this. They're pushing against me now? Then match that emotion. Feel the way they do, and then use their energy to push yourself further into this place. It's like a wave. Let it wash over you, and it'll carry you along with it. Oh, wow. That's something else. The basement is, well, it's still here, but it's changed. The walls still look like unfinished concrete, but now they're almost fluid. Like it's some kind of gas or liquid barely holding its shape and just pretending to be solid. And there's a kind of, I almost want to say, refraction going on. Like the shadows are splitting into different colors around the edges, the same way light does through a prism. Except, it's not really colors. It isn't any brighter than it was before, but it's like there are different types of shadows, I guess. And I can somehow see the differences between them. I really don't have the words for this. Maybe Anna would, but... The walls are getting more transparent now. I can see something behind them, kind of. It's still obscured, but there's a... It kind of looks like some kind of massive cave or an underground dome of some kind. I can see it. There's a ceiling above where I'm sitting. It's still pretty far away, but it looks like it's made of some kind of dark rock. Almost black, I think, and covered with stalactites. The ground is... Well, I can't see it. It just vanishes into a fog bank now. God, that must be at least a mile down. Thankfully, the crown I'm sitting on still looks solid. Everything the candle illuminated doesn't seem to be affected by what's going on. Even so, God, I've never had vertigo this bad before. It's still here. I can see it now. The creature I saw in the shadows, the one that tried to push me away from getting in here. It's further away than I thought, but I still can't quite tell what it looks like. The figures I was seeing are all around it, held up on its arms or tentacles or whatever they are. They must be its... What? Hands? Fingers? Maybe they're decoys or mimics somehow? God, there must be hundreds of them. They're all different shapes and sizes, but they're all linked together to some huge something in the middle. The mist is hiding most of it, but it's level with where I'm sitting. God, it must be at least a mile tall, unless the ground's higher where it's standing. It looks like it might get wider as it goes down, like a tree trunk or something. I guess it would have to be built like that in order to stand. God, how much would something like that weigh? Oh God, it's coming this way, and I can feel its emotions again. Whatever it is, it doesn't want me here. Okay, Sam. Experiment worked. Maybe a little too well. Now it's time to wake up. Or surface, maybe? And the call? Just get out of here. Okay. You don't want me to be here? I don't want to be here either. So just break the link like you tried to do before. I've seen what I needed to see, and I'm done. I promise. Oh, God. I need to get out of here. What the... Oh, Jesus. The basement floor, just past the candles, it feels soft. Like I'd sink through it if I just put my weight on it. It feels like, I don't know, mud or quicksand or something. No way I can make it to the stairs before I fall all the way through. Maybe if I take a candle with me, it would... Oh, shit. Focus, Haley. You got yourself into this mess. Get yourself out again. You're still linked to the creature, the same way you were to the fire. So just find it again. Go away. Worked. It's gone. Holy shit. I can't believe it actually worked. I just kind of pushed back on it the same way it was trying to push on me, and it's It's gone. Okay. Going to be a while before I try something like that again, but... I'm okay. I made it out all right. What the hell? That's, the phone in the living room? The one that had its cable sliced in half? It's ringing. But that's... Maybe I should just leave it alone. Let it ring out. God damn it. Hello?
Hello, Bailey residence. Hello? Is anyone there?
Alan! Alan, it's me. It's Sam. Please, you have to...
You might have a bad connection. I can't hear you.
Alan, please, just listen to me. There's something in the water. You have to get out of Agate Shore.
Try calling back.
Alan, please, please just hear me. Please.
Who is it, Alan?
Alan. I love you. I miss you. God, I'm sorry. I am so, so sorry. I wish I could have found a way. I would. I would have given anything to save you. All right. It's about midnight now, and I've had a good long cry, so I'm feeling a little better. That was... I don't really know what I was expecting, but I wasn't prepared for that. Whatever appeared in the basement, I don't think it was connected to the phone call. Not directly. At least, I don't think one caused the other. The creature felt more like I want to call it a guardian for some reason. It didn't want me to reach into that other world. It was trying to keep me back from something, trying to prevent me from making a link, but somehow I got around it. When I pushed it away, I made a connection to something else. And somehow, it linked me with Alan 3 years ago. I think I remember that phone call. Sort of. It was the first night that Alan saw me dealing with the waves, and he gave me a pair of earplugs to drown out the sound of the rain. I had them on when the phone rang, so I didn't actually hear what he said, but... I think it was that night. That night when I was so afraid of what was inside my own head, and... he kept me safe. He brought me out of it. I really don't know what I'm going to do without him. God, even the supernatural knows he's who I run to when I don't know what else to do. But I can't just keep... No. He isn't there. Not really. Even if I could reach back into that place and hear his voice again, he can't hear me. I can't change what happened. And I can't even let him know how much I miss him. Whatever's coming for me, whatever's really happening in Oslo, I have to be ready to face it on my own.
The Sheridan Tapes, Episode 34, Remembrance Hidden Deep. Starring Robin Gabrielli as Alan Gott and Trevor Van Winkle as Sam Bailey, with original music by Jesse Hagen. Written by Trevor Van Winkle and produced by Virginia Spotts and Trevor Van Winkle, and made possible by our supporters at patreon.com/homesteadcorner and at ko-fi.com/homesteadcorner. Visit thesheridantapes.com to view additional content, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, and connect with us on Twitter at Sheridan Tapes and on Instagram at The Sheridan Tapes. The Sheridan Tapes Season 2 will return April 1st on Patreon and April 2nd on all podcasting platforms. I'm Trevor Van Winkle, this is Homestead on the Corner, and you're listening to
The Sheridan Tapes.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.